Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, welcome to New Life Live. This is my first day back after the new year and the holiday. Really glad to be back here. Joining me right now is Becky Brown. Hey, Becky, how are you today?
Hey, Steve. Happy New Year. I'm glad you're back.
Well, it's good to be back, and thanks for all the filling in that you did for me. Really appreciate that. And what a great time to be with family. We had an amazing, amazing Christmas and New Year's. We got a little kit. And we did ugly sweaters. We had a ugly sweater contest in the family, and you just decorate these little felt tiny baby sweaters, and it was really, really fun. And I think I really created an ugly sweater. Very proud of myself there. Now, if you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Jill Hubbard is joining us also. But I found my word of the year, and I try to have a word every year. You know, and
great.
This is my word of the year, and I've never had a word like this before, but here it is. Why? That's the word. Why? Why?
Wow. That's your word?
Yeah, that's my word of the year is why. I think it would really be great for all of us to spend some time asking why we're doing certain things that we're doing. Now, let me tell you where I came up with this. It was from that Chick-fil-A article I read where when you want to be a franchise owner of Chick-fil-A, they ask you over and over again, why? And that answer needs to be evolving. You know, if your answer, of course, in the beginning is, well, I want to make a bunch of money, you're probably not ever going to have a Chick-fil-A franchise. But our answers need to be evolving. Why are you still working at the job you're working at? Why are you giving? Why are you listening? Why are you doing things? Because if we could get to the why, we might discover there's a better why that
we
could
move on to. Well, as long as you don't attach me to it. Why me? Why me?
Oh, yeah.
Because that puts you in victim mode, right?
Yeah.
But you're talking about a proactive why that's curious and reflective and wants to understand.
And I can answer why me thing instantly. Go ahead, Becky. What?
Well, no, I'm waiting to hear why me from you.
Because you're human. Because you're human like everybody else. It's a fallen world and bad things happen to
us.
That's
exactly right.
And we either learn from them and redeem them, or we get worse from them. And when we learn from them, we're really investing in the future. We can have a better future by saying, okay, this is happening because it's a fallen world, I'm a human, and I'm going to grow from this. Or we don't grow from this. And, you know, we talk about feelings a lot. Well, you know, you feel however you feel, but you can choose your attitude no matter how you feel. Like, you can be depressed, but have an attitude of, you know what, I can still do some things while depressed. I need to do some things. I can actually force some things to happen. Now, when you reach a point where you can't choose that, you've got to get additional help. Anyway, all of those things here that I'm thinking about here at the beginning of the year. But a lot of times, you know, you hear this old thing, well, I'm not dealing with why, I'm dealing with what. Well, I think maybe every now and then we need to stop and ask ourselves, why am I doing what I'm doing? Is it getting me the result that I want? Is this what God would want me to do? Is this God's why? Maybe that's where I could focus. All right, 1-800-229-3000. If you don't call, I'm going to be asking, why me? Why not? Yeah, I might have that question. 1-800-229-3000. Got a great workshop coming up I'm going to tell you about right after this break.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I would imagine that some of you were really looking forward to spending time with those adult kids, and it just wasn't exactly what you were hoping for. Adult children, being parents to adult children, it's not easy in a lot of cases. And that's why we are doing an online or virtual Zoom meeting in our Fearless Parenting series, and we're focusing on adult children. And, you know, some of those adult children have returned to sender. They're living back home. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, returned to sender.
Also,
yeah.
Some of those adult children don't need your advice anymore, and they don't want it. And
then
Jim's going to talk
know.
About that.
Mm.
I'm going to talk about...
The workshop is going to be...
Yeah,
well, go ahead,
ahead,
Steve. I just think the workshop's going to be so powerful because we hear from people all the time that are shocked by the choices that their adult children are making and the division that's happening in the family. And we've got groups that will be able to, you know, talk through some of the stuff that you and Jill are going to present. But I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not just talking. There's discussion with you. And the other thing that I'm going to be talking about is when you have to exercise the art because of the agony of confrontation and intervention, where you can no longer let this child as an adult drink themselves to death or abuse the grandchildren or the daughter-in-law or the son-in-law, where you literally, it's up to you. You're the only person that has the inside story. So all of that we're going to cover, and you can find out more about it at newlife.com, or you could call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It really is going to be great. Jim Burns is joining us for this. Jill is going to be speaking, and Richard Watts, who is just this genius on how to pass down to our kids any kind of success we've had and inheritance, and he's going to be joining us also. I think you'll really like it. You can find out 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's on January the 29th. January 29th. All right, let's go to the phones, and how about we go to Fred from Dallas, Texas, listening on KWRD. Hey, Fred, how are you today?
Hi, Steve. How's it going?
Good.
So I was calling today because I've been listening to the show for a long time, and I just recently started watching your Going Deeper series that you did there on YouTube. And I just was really thinking that I'm feeling like the Lord is kind of calling me to pursue that avenue. Kind of like, I kind of want to do what you do, you know. I want to be able to help speak life into people using scripture, and either just like maybe work for, you know, like a company like New Life, or maybe try to be a Christian counselor or something. Mm-hmm. But I was just wondering if you could like point me in the right direction, you know, like, because I was listening to what you were saying about how when you were going to seminary, and I was thinking about doing that, and that you were working with other people that were in desperate need, and that really taught you a lot of things. So I was,
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 38.
38. Well, you got a lot of years ahead of you. I mean, I really think if you want to help people, the first thing is, you know, to find where you can be part of a church in a helping ministry. Like, you know, Divorce Care uses people to facilitate that. Stevens Ministry does counseling. So that you really start getting the feel early on. But I really believe either a great Bible college or seminary is the place to get the scriptural foundation that goes along with how am I going to help people. And there's so much available online through so many different schools. It really is possible.
Like going to a Christian counseling program like what John Townsend does
with
his program.
Yeah, his is great. Mm-hmm. And I think almost all of it's virtual, online.
Mm-hmm. Well, and my two cents would be, Fred, begin by doing your own work first.
Good, Becky. Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you haven't done your own work, you're probably going to need to do some work. And you could maybe go to our Emotional Freedom Workshop. It's going to be online January 22nd. That would give you an idea of what we do. And I love when people are looking to go into the field because we need so many people to do the work. And so that would be my suggestion.
Right. That's such a good point, Becky, because you can only take people as far as you have gone.
Right.
And you really need to know what it feels like to be the person sitting on the couch. Right. And being somebody who can receive help, not just, I mean, it's really easy to, like, you know, want to be helpful and to give a lot, but you've got to know what that experience is like, and you've got to be able to receive as well.
Yeah, I'm glad that you called, and I'll send you just one of the best books on getting that foundation, How People Grow. It's just a wonderful, wonderful book, and if folks out there haven't read it, our next oldest, Carter, is reading it and going through it with some other folks and really benefiting greatly from it. That's How People Grow. Let me mention this. We have a brand new gift for anybody that gives anything, and it's the Life Recovery Prayer Devotional. It's the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, and it's just out. I mean, I just got mine in the mail, and it's really a nifty little short daily devotional for if you're recovering from anything. But it's got a great quote in it. It's got scripture and some devotional words, such as putting things from last year behind you and moving forward. Great quote from Spurgeon. Part of it says, "Seek continually to rise. The eagle's motto is higher, higher. Let it be your motto also." That's the Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, brand new. And if you've used the other devotional, you'll love this. Nick Harrison and I did this, and it is really a sweet little handy-dandy extra devotional right alongside the Life Recovery Bible. All right, let's go back to the phones. And how about we talk with Damien from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, listening on WBYN. By the way, the phone number is 1-800-229-3000. Damien, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Doing all right. It's a brand new year. I've never been so excited to be out of an old year and into a new one as I am this year. I don't know why it is, but man, glad to say goodbye to that one. All right.
Amen to that.
How can we help?
Okay. I've been struggling. I've been going through a very long season of over 5 years of my wife just out of the blue, picking up and leaving me. To find out later on, the reason why she left was because she was doing some hardcore drugs and was having an affair. So that crushed me as a man and a husband and a father.
Sure.
But I took the stance when that happened. I looked at it as divine providence, and everything was just coming together, where I had a pastor from a church right across the street from my house who was trying to get us, you know, me and my family to come to church. And it just happened to be when all this happened, I did start going back to church. I was a backsliding Christian.
Yeah. So what's going on now? What's happening now with her and you?
Okay, nothing's happening, and that's where I'm frustrated, because I felt like within the first 2 years of that whole thing happening, from 2016 to about 2018 to the beginning of 2019, that the Lord was speaking to me. He was giving me signs that he was going to heal my marriage and my family, and that we were going to come back together as a husband and wife, and he did. He delivered her from her drug addictions and all that. She's celebrated over 2 years clean back in December. The thing is that I'm like struggling because I can't find it in my heart for forgiveness, to forgive her. And I feel that that's a huge mountain I have to overcome, because when I first started in this journey, I had all this forgiveness in my heart, and I was praying like every single day, all the time. And I mean, I had such a close relationship with God, and I'll be honest with you, I'm mad at him. I'm mad at him, like a child is with their father when, you know, father doesn't come through with a request or a prayer.
Yeah.
And
okay. I think we get it, that you are really, really having a hard time forgiving what happened, even though you know it began with her being under the influence of some drug usage. And Becky, let's start with you. What do you think here is a pathway from bitterness and resentment to forgiveness?
Well, I'm thinking, Damien, that you had just said that it was easy to forgive her on the onset. It was the idea of forgiveness that worked for you. But it's a whole different thing when you are in relationship with each other. And forgiveness is one big decision, such a little decision. So you're getting confused with this process, and now God's getting blamed. And, you know, it's kind of like what you just said, Steve. This is a new year. And if you want this relationship to heal and to grow and to thrive, forgiveness is going to be part of this. And there are processes that you can, you know, get in place that will help you move along this path. But it's not going to be, if you stay in this middle lane, you know, going back and forth, I want to forgive her, I don't want to forgive her. There's trauma involved because it was overwhelming to be apart for all those years. But I would say, you know, it would be good for you to get with a group of men who can help you in this process of reminding you of the good healing that will come from this forgiveness process.
Well, and Damien, I think you follow a common path in the sense that when we're hit with these kinds of things, how do we deal with it? I mean, it's devastating, right? Mm-hmm. And we feel desperate. And so God is right there, and God is really close. And of course, the outcome that you described, who wouldn't want that, right? And why would God not want that? And so then as time, and that helps to sustain you, but as time goes on, the way God works is not often the way we have envisioned, as well as the fact that people make choices apart from God. And so now as time's gone on, you've had to do the hard work. You've had to care for the kids while she has been off. Now that she's come back, and that feeling of desperateness of wanting to heal things is, you know, now that she's here, I think it's made room for your anger about the hurt that she caused you. And I'm wondering if you've been able to express any of that. What is she willing to do? Is she just coming back saying, okay, I'm all better now? Or is she willing to go into therapy, to listen to you, to hear how rough it was for you, and to truly make amends? Because I think there's that unresolved you know, grief and hurt that you have that you can't just put aside. And sometimes we hold on to that because we feel like, wait a minute, that has to have a voice.
And I wonder, are they working with somebody? Well, Damien, are you guys working with anyone?
No, I was attending men's groups at my church and counseling with my pastor. And unfortunately, he moved on back in August, and the men's group hasn't gone on for over.
But what about the two of you?
A year and a half.
Is it at the point
There's no reconciliation or type of healing between us.
Okay. Is she even wanting
that? She's not making. No.
Okay.
No. She's you know she's healing the relationship and the divide that she calls between she and our children. But it's very, it's not, you know.
Ouch.
The way I would do it, if I was the one to cause all that pain and trauma in the family, I would have dove head first into trying to reconcile with my family, and it's just, it's hard.
I've got to go to a break. I'm going to talk to you about the only choice that you have after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're talking with Damien, and wife unfaithful, and now she's sober, and boy, it's really hard for him to forget. Damien, you still there?
Yes, sir.
So, I think you've just got one choice to make. You're living in the bitterness, the resentment, and the anger, right?
Correct.
So, you can continue to do that. But is that really, is this how you want to feel in 10 years? Because I want to tell you something. These little grooves in your brain, they get deeper. These connections, they get stronger. And you don't get over it just by sitting in it. You get worse. You become an angry, bitter old man, and guess who isn't going to forgive you because you're teaching them so well how not to forgive? Your kids. They're going to hold everything you do against you because you haven't modeled that we forgive even when it's this painful. And your lack of forgiveness isn't doing one thing to anybody except to you, not doing anything to her, and it is impacting your relationship with your kids.
So the precursor then to forgiveness, Damien, is I think you need to get back into involved in some help for yourself and grieve the fact that even after your wife got sober, she wasn't choosing to come back to the relationship. You know, prior to, you could say it was the drugs, right? But when she was sober, she didn't want to come back. Ouch, that hurts so bad.
But she might.
That's a deep cut.
But she might want to come back if you had a spirit of acceptance and forgiveness. It might be different.
Right.
It might not. But she, in this life you're having for yourself here, she's kind of irrelevant, because whether she's back or not, you're living in something that nobody can get rid of but you. And
right.
it's not easy, but I want to tell you something. It's easier than living in the bitterness. Now,
anger is easier than admitting that pain, Steve.
In the moment,
right?
It is.
So that's where going and getting the help, admitting that to another person, and really feeling the pain and grieving that.
And you have to do it every day.
So
one of you guys said it.
Forgiveness.
One of you said it. You have to do it every day.
It was me who said that.
Yeah,
it's a daily releasing, right? Because it's an ongoing hurt.
We have to send him a copy of Healing is a Choice. Damien, here's the thing: you are justified in your not forgiving her.
Absolutely,
but that is going to kill you. It's killing you right now. It's killing your relationship with God. And this is not peculiar just to you. So many people get stuck in unforgiveness, and it ruins their life. And so the redemption comes from, I'm going to forgive. Today's the day I'm going to decide that I'm going to forgive. And then tomorrow, when those old memories come up or those old wounds come up, I'm going to remember that I decided to forgive. And then I'm going to get into a process where I understand why the feelings are so strong and find a place for them, and then move into that freedom that you can have so that there can be redemption out of this loss.
Yes, but remember, forgiveness is not trust, and forgiveness is not reconciliation.
No, it's just forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's accepting
that
I can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
It's accepting that it will never, ever be wonderful. It destroyed me, but I'm going to learn from it. And look, anything good that comes from this is you learning how and teaching your kids how we overcome the deepest hurts possible. Now, I've been where you are, and I wanted to stay right there. But there's only one choice to make. I have to, first of all, grieve this horrific pain. I have to do that. You have to go through a grieving process. You can't do it alone. Then you have to find this acceptance of my life as it is. Then I'm going to embrace this life that I accept. And you know what happens then? Now you're finally ready to forgive. But you're not able to forgive if you're this resentful unless you do the grief work, the acceptance, and the embracing work. And when you do that, forgiveness will be something that will come naturally to you versus something you think, I have no ability to forgive.
Well, and then like Becky said, I mean, there's forgiving the original hurt and pain, but then it's the ongoing, and sometimes that is daily forgiveness of the ongoing hurt.
Yeah. So I'm going to send you Forgiving What We Can't Forget by Dave Stoop. I'm going to send you Understanding and Loving a Person Who Has a Drug Addiction.
And healing is a choice.
Healing is a choice.
I'll send you healing is a choice because it is. But it's a tough one. It's not easy. But boy, I'll tell you, you'll be so glad you chose this path. So you can just do nothing and be miserable and really destroy a lot of stuff. Or you can make this one choice. Okay, I'm going to do it. And it begins with, I'm going to grieve what was ripped out of my gut here by this person. That's going to lead you back to where you want to be. 1-800-229-3000. Really glad you're with us here today. 1-800-229-3000. A gift of any amount. We send you the 1-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional. Brand new every day, new day. And I hope and pray that you'll support us, and we'll send that to you as our way of saying thank you. We'll be back right after this for more of New Life Live.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life Member Thank You Gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life Grocery Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I think you heard Terry Mack there talking about Club New Life. And we have a brand new thank you gift for Club New Life. It's pretty special. It's a Life Recovery Bible along with a Life Recovery Journal, which is a directive journal, and it's a New Life pin with the 1-year Life Recovery Devotional in a really nice looking bag. I mean,
I know. I want to join again bag. So I can get that.
Yeah. It's all right there. It's a tote. It's got a zipper, and I think you'll like this. We want you to spend time in the Word, and this is going to do it for you. If you'll just give it a shot. You don't have to be an alcoholic, you know, to really love Life Recovery materials. All right, 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number if you want to join us. And joining us right now is Larry Sonnenberg. Larry.
Hey, Steve.
How are you?
It's really good. Happy New Year. We haven't talked a lot this year.
No, we haven't.
And there's a lot to talk about.
Well, we had a great...
It's only day four, Larry.
Yeah.
We had a wonderful year. We had a wonderful year last year because we have just these amazing people that support this ministry. Thank you, everybody.
Well, and if they knew how much help they were giving people, and the people that get the help, if they realized what that means, and that they could just pay it forward in the future too. I mean, there's so much, so many ways to look at this.
Yeah.
But it's been a great year. You're right. I want to share about Every Man's Battle because it's coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Washington, D.C. And well, let me just say, there's we got a 4-page letter from a woman who earlier in the year, her husband went to Every Man's Battle. And I'll just read a few excerpts or short excerpts. Luke's, well, this man's experience at the Every Man's Battle weekend has been totally life-changing for him, me, and our marriage. He came home a very new and different man and husband. He learned so much and his heart was miraculously changed. Praise the Lord. He mourned what had been lost and the wasted years. He was in pain over the pain he caused me. He said deep healing words, shared real feelings, expressed a lot of emotion, including tears, which has not happened before. I'm so thankful to EMB for investing into him and the other men that were there and all the families that will be positively impacted for years and generations to come. God was truly at work in that workshop. The healing process has begun, and we can tell it's different than before.
He did a really unique thing. He took all the pictures off the wall and tried to make everything back to 1997.
Right.
And proposed again because he wanted to do it right this time. It was just a really unique approach here. But the point is this. This guy was doing nothing in denial. It was, and finally, he goes to Every Man's Battle, and just like so many men, everything changes. And the good news is we give you some tools that if you'll do it, it'll stay changed. It'll get better. If you don't do the things we give you, of course it won't.
And ladies, he went to that workshop because she kind of put her foot down and said, we're not going to do this anymore.
Right.
And she suggested the workshop, and he received it because she had put her foot down and said, I'm not going to live like this.
And Larry, I just want to say something to a guy who knows he's got a problem, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
This ministry is supported by people who give money so you could go to this workshop.
There you go.
There are people giving to New Life so that it exists, so Every Man's Battle will be there coming right up. You can do it. And when you turn your back on all this, you're really turning your back on what you know to be the right thing. And you're turning your back on a totally different experience of life, love, marriage, all of that. And you can decide today, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to do it.
So that's why, folks, we ask you to support us.
Yeah.
And just want to say thank you to everybody who supported us in 2021. And I hope that that's just the beginning of more support coming in 2022, especially in the month of January now, because it's like everybody takes a deep sigh and there's not much coming in January typically. And Club New Life, that's why it's so important as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yep. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us, and we'll send you the 1-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm holding it up. Nick Harrison and I put this together, and it's a sweet little devotional that'll get you thinking some deeper thoughts all day long. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Well, let's go to Denny. He's calling from Kansas City, Kansas, home of some great steak there. And how you doing, Denny? What's going on in your life today?
Oh, I'm better blessed beyond belief. I was just calling to comment on your comments to Damien. I found myself in a similar situation many years ago. Came home a couple days early from work, found my wife and her boyfriend in the middle of the night. I held revenge for her for many years, but finally God showed me that revenge was only hurting myself, and asked him to for forgiveness, and I forgave her. Since that time, even though I've made many mistakes, he's blessed me tremendously. I've gotten to go to the Holy Lands 3 different times. I got to go to Peru to meet my through Compassion International, meet my sponsor child.
Oh, great.
I'm planning on a trip to Vietnam this fall, on a mission trip with my church. I have a good relationship with my children, my grandchildren, and good Lord willing, I've been supposed to be blessed with a great grandchild next May. So,
well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What was it that kind of led you to not forgive? What was the thought? Do you remember of why I'm not going to let this go? I'm just going to stay bitter all this time.
Oh, I was angry. I was I wanted to try to hurt her, like I felt like I was being hurt. Try to get even.
Yeah,
but it was hurting me. It was eating me up inside.
Yeah,
and I wasn't hurting her. I was hurting myself.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It was right. Like a ton of bricks came off my shoulders when I prayed and actually forgave her and prayed for forgiveness from God, my Father, and through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'll tell you, I love that analogy of a ton of bricks because it goes both ways. If you were the person that had the affair, you get a ton of bricks off of your back when you finally accept Christ's forgiveness for what you did. And it's so hard to forgive yourself. But it's just, you know, all summed up in this scripture that says, get rid of all bitterness, every bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether you're the offender, you have to forgive yourself, you accept God's forgiveness. I'm so glad you called to encourage him to do it, because nobody can do it for you.
Yeah. Right, and I love that your life has gone on. You have other good things in your life, even if it wasn't the plan that you envisioned. And to be able to lean in, because we don't get to choose a lot of times how our life is going to turn out, because other people make their own choices. And yet God is still God, and there is still good out there to be had.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, he has blessed me in the last 40 years tremendously. And of course, I couldn't see it back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we as humans only have hindsight.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you, just our way of saying thanks for calling and encouraging, I'll send you copy of the Life Recovery Bible along with this little Life Recovery prayer devotion. I think you'll really like that, and God bless you, and thanks for your support. Let's go back to the calls, and how about we talk to Rick from Parkett, Michigan, I think it is. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm really really hurting. Thank you for asking.
Well, what's going on?
Been married 38 years. My wife and I both love Jesus. I feel like I'm an embarrassment to God and my kids. We come and go. Our relationship is up and down. And I think, and I'm usually wrong, but I think the reason our relationship goes down mostly is because I feel as though when I have an opinion that differs from that of my wife, there's no room in our relationship for what I think or feel. And I feel like for many, many years, I'm just not really heard.
Oh, and my goodness.
At a boiling point, and I need help.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness. Yep, it happens. It really does, and maybe we can give you some help here after we go to this break. You're listening to New Life Live, and we'll pray for Rick and hope and pray that something we say will be meaningful and that some kind of new way of being together can occur. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back talking with Rick and really struggling there. Jill, you want to start off here and let's try to give Rick some help here.
Well, Rick, we really feel for you to be in a marriage this long. And you know, we all start off marriage really hopeful. And then over the years, those patterns develop and perpetuate, and then before you know it, here you are, and you're saying, I don't feel heard in my marriage. And it's so hurtful and painful. And so there's, you know, there's a couple of things. One is it is addressing the marriage, of course. But we also have to take some inventory and look back a little bit for ourselves, because a lot of times these issues start even before the marriage. They start in childhood, as we often refer to. And you have to look at, okay, when did I feel like this before? Did I feel like this with one of my parents? Is this an old wound that I'm extra vulnerable to and sensitive to? And every time it happens, then I fall down that spiral back to the little boy that was so hurt and wounded, and that I thought my wife would heal, and she hasn't. Does any of that fit for you?
I understand, but I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
Both my parents bent over backwards to do anything I wanted them to. In fact, I was spoiled and obnoxious before I became a Christian, and that's embarrassing, certainly, but I realized.
Okay. So then it's... go ahead.
I truly think it's... My wife, I know she wants the best. I know mm-hmm. she follows Jesus, and I know she wants to do the right thing, but it's just like... Seems like when I try, I'm always wrong. Not always, but it's whenever there is a difference, whenever I'm not following her agenda, mm-hmm. it's like there's no room in the relationship for what I feel or what I think. Mm-hmm. And I realize that I could be wrong, but I'm just telling you that's how I feel.
Well,
and so it's like, yeah, I just stuff it down again and stuff it down again.
Well, okay, but let me ask you this. Knowing what you know about her growing up, mm-hmm. why would she have a need for you to be wrong all the time? You thought about that?
Yes. And okay, one of her kids says she's very insecure and she needs a counselor. And I hear about her brother's you know, she was the youngest. I hear about her brothers not listening to her, not paying attention to her. I'm not trying to blame. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
Right.
Sure.
But it's just like what Jill is talking about, Rick. Mm-hmm. It is your family, your background. You were saying that you were spoiled and you're mm-hmm. embarrassed about it. Well, that makes sense that then you would be really sensitive if someone were to say something negative to shut you down. And I'm not saying that you're at fault or she's at fault. This is where our family histories collide.
Yes.
And, you know, and she's got her stuff, you've got yours. And the greatest thing is we've got ways to help that. We've seen couples who have explored how they relate, how they love, and then learn new ways of connecting that they're not triggering each other. And I hear mm-hmm. the brokenness that you have.
Yes.
It is exhausting to continue to do the same thing, expecting different results. And if you guys are in this kind of dynamic for however many years, it's going to be exhausting. You're going to mm-hmm. get to a breaking point, but don't give up yet. We can help you. You know, I don't know if you guys have done any counseling, but I would highly recommend that you guys get to our Intimacy and Marriage Workshop, where you will learn.
It's a great launchpad.
Those things that drive us to do the way we do relationships, it can be fixed and
right.
can be healed.
Right, and your wife is holding on to some things. She doesn't seem to know how to do it differently, right? So she's got those unresolved conflicts. And the thing is, like, you're not her brothers, right? And that's important
right.
to remind her. I'm not your brother.
Yeah.
Or your brothers. I'm your husband. So I think, Rick, taking Becky's advice and getting to our Intimacy and Marriage Workshop would be a great place for you guys to start to help her to see it differently.
Yeah, I do think that when you get in these ruts like this mm-hmm. and one person has this need to be in control and to be right, it's very difficult to read a book or have them read a book and everything's going to go great.
Right.
Or even, you know, once a week counseling. You come to the intensive, and it really changes the trajectory of it all. And then you can do the work with a counselor.
When you get to see an example of how to do it differently, too. There's demonstrations as well.
Right.
That really, really are helpful. So are we going to send him How We Love?
Yeah. I'll send you How We Love. I think that'll give you some good, really good insight here. And I feel for you and hope and pray that something good is going to come from all of this. But I know many folks
are hurting. Well, and you know what, Steve?
Yeah.
There's so many people that are waiting to do something about it. Like they're just tolerating the pain. And I want to just encourage, if you are listening and you hear Rick's story, or even earlier when Larry was talking about the wife that called for the man to go to Every Man's Battle, if you've got something just on the edge that you think needs help, call us. We can get you started. It's a new year, you know, and just get into the process of finding that new life.
Yep. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. Now, let me just talk about reality here. Those of us who struggle with weight, this is kind of a crummy time here after the holidays. And you might think that an intensive, a weekend, isn't just going to be enough. Well, we kind of agree with you. And so rather than an intensive, we are doing Lose It for Life as what we call an extensive. It's a six-week process that we're doing. It's all online, and you will love this, coming on board with other folks, going on this six-week journey. Of course, you'll go beyond that, but we've got group processing and accountability for 6 weeks, individual health coaching for you, weekly Zoom live events during that 6 weeks, daily emails, tips, and encouragement. All of that is part of Lose It for Life, the Lose It for Life extensive. And if you've been struggling and nothing's worked, this could be what you're looking for. And you just call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. We'll tell you all about it. I've never done an extensive before, and very, very excited about this. Working with Michelle Spadafora does such a great job. But we have other workshops for you and other resources for you. You know, Restore is coming up for any woman who's been hurt. But this weekend, Every Man's Battle, that's the big one right here this weekend, January the 7th. And guys, as I said earlier, people have given their money to this ministry to make a path for you to go. And it'll never get easier. And you could have this whole year. Here's a weekend to sacrifice, and then you build a whole different year on top of that. We have this great preacher at Northview Church here in Carmel, C.J. Johnson, and he was talking about, you know, we bounce back, but one thing that doesn't ever bounce back is time. You don't get that time back. Now, how are you going to spend this year? Looking at dirty pictures, videos, feeling bad about yourself, disconnected, or you just crank it up and you get there this weekend, and the whole year and the rest of your life is different. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thanks, everybody, who supported us at year-end and supporting us now. If you want to join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. Thanks to you, Becky Brown and Dr. Jill Hubbard, and to all of you that pray for us and listen, watch, and support us. God bless you, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.